Thank you, Chair, and thank you also to Japan for their document and the presentation that they have just given to us. As many of you will know, I've attended GRSG for many years, and we are always keen to discuss improvements in terms of vehicle construction that can protect vulnerable road users, including cyclists. So we very much welcome a discussion on this subject. We will later in this session be talking about the UK proposal on side guards, because we see side guards as an important feature in protecting pedestrians and cyclists. However, my concern is that the work, the research work that has been done in the UK indicates that the side guard is of greatest benefit when both the cyclist and the vehicle are traveling in the same direction. As soon as the vehicle starts to turn, and Japan has described these collisions where the vehicle is turning to the left, which will be similar in the UK, once the cyclist is on the ground, the side guard becomes irrelevant because the rear wheels of the vehicle will go over the cycle, the bicycle, and will go over the cyclists themselves. The collision point is very often when the cyclist is alongside the cab of the vehicle, and there isn't a side guard in that area. So these left-hand turn collisions are occurring when the cyclist is right next to the cab of the vehicle. And that's why in previous discussions we have developed better requirements in terms of assisting the driver to see a vulnerable road user alongside the cab. I think, as I said, this is a subject that is worthy of a further consideration and discussion. But I would ask Japan if they could tell us what their current requirements are. So they showed us a chart at the start of their presentation with the number of collisions year by year, the number of fatalities year by year. And if they already have collisions and fatalities occurring, and their requirements are already better than Reg 73, are we sure that changing Reg 73 will in fact make any difference in terms of the safety that is afforded to cyclists and other vulnerable road users? So, as I say, we very much welcome Japan introducing this document and giving us the opportunity to have this discussion. But before making any changes, I'd want to be convinced that we are making a change for the better that will improve safety. Hence my questions and request for further information from Japan. Thank you.